This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on September 22nd on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and we have 3 hours of Monday Night Trivia for you. We have a straggler question from last week, so if you remember it, if you listen to Friday's replay to hear it and give your thoughts, well, that's great. Here you go. Domestic animals do this common thing. Think dogs and cats. I have no idea about fish or, you know, whatever. Well, not animals anyway, but you know what I mean. I don't know about birds. But domestic animals do this common thing while wild animals do not. If you've had a cat or a dog, you've most likely witnessed your animal doing this. But you might not have known that wild animals are known for not doing it. Doing what? All right, so that's my question. We've got bumper stumpers, and all the artists have something in common for changes. Not the songs, it's not the labels, it is the artists. Okay, so that's your only clue. Now, if you do not remember my question, haven't heard any bumper stumpers yet, so you're not going to guess on that, then have your own category, and sky is the limit. And I guess so, because I'm looking, I've already got a full board of calls, and I like that. But here's the deal. You don't like that if you're not on hold now, because you're getting a busy signal. So when you hear somebody releasing a line, that is the time for you to dial 888-876-5593. 888-ROLLYE, and get in on the action. So in order of who arrived first waiting for us was David in Muskegon, who says he wants charts or WTODAM trivia. Which is it, David? Do you want charts or WTOD trivia?
I'm going to do charts, and I was wondering about WTOD. When did they start doing Top 40?
About 59. And when did they... About 50, probably about 59, and they swapped a country in 69. And they were Toledo's first full-time country, actually. But, you know, it was very hard competing with WOHO. And it was interesting. It signed on in 46. It was a labor lawyer from Ohio who signed it on, but hired in 46 a bunch of World War II vets, put it on the air. 59 went top 40, and like I say, it was a hard battle, so 69 went country. Okay, so no questions about WTOD. Booth owned it during the years you probably listened. All right, now, with that in mind, what year are we doing?
October 1967.
All right, we will do it to it. I remember it well. All right, 1967, October's. All right, number one, The Letter.
Box Tops.
Number two, Never My Love.
The Association.
Number three, Ode to Billy Joe.
Bobby Gentry.
Yeah, number four, Come Back When You Grow Up, Girl.
Bobby V.
Yep, number five, Little Old Man. Everything's all right, uptight.
Oh, Bill Cosby.
Of course. Number six, your love keeps lifting me higher and higher.
Jackie Wilson.
Yeah. Number seven, Reflections.
The Supremes.
Number eight, Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie.
Joy the Techniques.
Number nine, How Can I Be Sure?
Young Rascals.
And number 10, Gimme Little Sign.
Bretton Woods.
Absolutely. You aced the top 10, so you won. Let's see how far you go. Number 11, To Sir With Love.
Lulu.
12, I Dig Rock and Roll Music.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
13, Brown Eyed Girl.
Van Morrison.
Number 14, Funky Broadway.
Arthur Conley.
Number 15, Dandelion.
Rolling Stones.
16, Get On Up.
Okay, that's the Esquires.
Yes, I was going to say, don't fail me on that. It's one of my favorite records. Number 17, Expressway to Your Heart.
Soul Survivors.
Yes, 18, I Make a Fool of Myself.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'd have trouble with this too, actually.
Huh?
I say I'd have trouble with this actually too. I Make a Fool of Myself.
I'm trying to think.
You're number 18, and it was on Phillips.
Wait a minute. If I hear the song, I might.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. So that's why we're not playing it. And Bob Crew produced it. That's really all you need. That should tell you right there.
Bob Crew. I'm thinking of my Curb Congregation.
No.
I'm trying to think. I Make a Fool of Myself.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I guess I'll let you hear it, but then you'll know it. You'll absolutely know it. But you got to get the right artist as far as who's on the label.
Yes.
Well, actually, you would have been right if you said Frankie Valli. It's not the Four Seasons, but it is Frankie Valli. But that was really good. You had a nice run of it. Yes, it is. All right. So hang on. You're a winner. Don't go away.
Oh, okay.
All right. Very good. Yeah. It sounds like Frankie Valli because it is Frankie Valli, but no Four Seasons present. Well, if they were, they weren't credited on the label. So 888-876-5593. And John will dispense with David, confirm his address and all that. We've probably got that. And then the line will free up. And right after this, we'll talk to Ruth and Gurney, who wants Brigadoon movie trivia. Well, why not? Coming up on WGN Radio.
It's got something, don't know what, but whatever it's got a lot. Only samba, close like this, ay, ay, caramba, who needs that kiss? Hold me closer, I will soar, for the samba is bringing us way to make our more. A heart begins to pound. I go off the ground. For where I'm poco, loco, eso beso, ooh, that kiss, eso beso, ooh, your kiss, kiss me mucho, and we'll soar, and we'll dance the dance of love forevermore. As we dip and sway, we caress this way, samba seems to say, kiss me mucho, I love your kiss, kiss me mucho.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? That's an absolute gift. That's right. So it should be easy. Of course, it's not going to give you the theme, not even close, but it's starter to certainly get you the artist, I would think. Now, I've got a full board of calls. So again, wait for somebody to hang up before you start to dial again, and I'll appreciate it. But when you do, 888-876-5593 on Monday Night Trivia. All right, so Ruth and Gurney has been hanging on since the start of the show, and she wants Brigadoon trivia. All right, Ruth, are you there?
Good evening, Raleigh. I just have one quick question statement to make. The law of abundance.
Yes.
I have made an affirmation to welcome the law of abundance, and I'm coming up with some of the rules and avenues of approach. I mean, if I join the Welcome Wagon Club, I start to get a foot in the door on it, and there's all different kinds of ways. I want to understand why I'm getting so much knowledge. When I'm Scorpio, it's usually Sagittarius that gets the knowledge. So Law of Abundance, was it today?
No, it was Sunday at 3:54. Well, actually 2:54 Chicago time. So
was that in the morning? The afternoon.
The afternoon. So a little before 3 in the afternoon, Chicago time. And the deal is, as far as I'm concerned, you can write the abundance check in a few minutes, a few hours maximum, either way. Marianne Winkowski prefers you write it before the new moon hits, and others feel you should write it after. So I don't care either way, but it should be within a few hours of it.
Well, I did it both. I did it in the morning and in the afternoon.
Well, then you're covered.
And my address is 2 correct 2, and so therefore I'm an 11 over 11, which is the number 22, and today is the day of 22.
Right, none of it matters. So, doesn't matter what sign you are, doesn't matter what number you are, doesn't matter what anything. Anybody is eligible to petition the universe.
No, I know that. I know that. But sometimes you can have an extra plus through the affirmations. Now, the two Charles Kirks, I think they were soulmates. I think I am correct on it that they're soulmates. So anyway, back to Brigadoon.
Yes.
I love the song, There's a Smile on My Face for the Whole Human Race.
Okay.
And I want to request Louis Armstrong's The Roses song, Wonderful World. I know you're not going to do one of the Brigadoon songs, and I waited months to ask you this trivia question about Brigadoon. So go for me now with question.
Well, everybody remembers the 1954 film directed by Vincent Minnelli, of course, starring, among others, Sid Charisse. Sid Charisse was a hell of a dancer, but she couldn't sing. Who sang for her?
I didn't even know she sang. I can only think of Gene Kelly singing.
No, it's obviously someone whose voice was dubbed in because Sid Charisse couldn't sing.
Oh, yeah. Was she somebody who did that a lot, is dubbing in? Well-known?
No, not too well-known.
It wasn't a major artist, female artist?
No, it absolutely wasn't. She's somebody who's probably remembered more for duets with Bing Crosby way back when. So she did that, and she was born in Harvard, Illinois. And, you know, she was an actress in radio dramas and stuff like that. She won a Bob Hope talent contest way out when. And she was a regular on things like the Pinky Lee Show, but nobody would ever remember that. But she supplied singing voices for several, not only Silk Charisse and Brigadoon, but in Silk Stockings as well, Deep in My Heart. She was the singing voice for Joan Caulfield and Movita Castaneda in The Pretty Girl. So there were a number. Like I say, she was on Decca, but her stuff was not, I wouldn't call it, hits.
I'm vaguely aware of her. She wasn't given all the fame as the other major stars were who had singing roles. I'm vaguely remembering her, but I just can't get her name.
Yeah, because she also sang on Don McNeil's Breakfast Club in Chicago, and she was known for singing with everybody from Danny Kaye to Desi Arnaz, but her name was Carol Richards.
All right, well, okay. Yeah, good to give her a little bit of credit for all the things she did when other persons were walking away with, you know,
exactly.
A different, remembering of the particular place. But I got my request in for the song, so
yep,
that's
we'll do it this week
for me.
I promise.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye.
All right. So if you're saying, "Gee, I don't remember her after the '50s," well, no, she got married, and when she did, that was it. And for the most part, had five kids. Started to paint, actually, as far as that goes. But that was the deal. I think she had a teenage marriage that didn't work out, but that was neither here nor there. All right. So now. 888-876-5593. We release Ruth's line. That leaves a line available for you. Billy Bob is in Bourbonnais. How is it going tonight, Billy?
Hey, good time caller.
Well, there you go.
I like to take a guess at the straggler with the cats and the dogs. I say that the domestic ones can get hairballs.
No. I don't know if wild animals get hairballs or not.
Okay.
All right.
And then could I get a request in for Annie Lennox and Tina Turner's Put a Little Love in Your Heart?
I don't know. I'll think about it.
Don't do that one then.
Oh, no, I'll think about it. I might. I'm writing it down. Okay. All right. And I got to write Billy Bob or I won't remember who recorded that, who asked for that. All right. So, very good. Now, you want to do some 5x5, do you?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I had forgotten, but Laura, who came up with the game, had decided, and she's right, she's always right on this, that we really it needs to be 4 out of 5. 3 out of 5 is too easy, so it's got to be 4 out of 5, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so both Laura and Lisa, who give me beaucoup de questions, say 4 out of 5. So here we go. What breed of dog is Snoopy?
A beagle.
What do the call letters WGN stand for?
World's Greatest Network?
Newspaper. All right, then you got to get the next one, the next couple. What is the name of the Good Witch in The Wizard of Oz?
Glenda.
Okay, two more and you're in. Who's famous for saying, "Who here's looking at you, kid"?
Here's looking at you, kid. Humphrey Bogart.
And which John Wayne eye is patched in True Grit?
I'll say the... Oh, boy, the right one.
It's the left. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. And we'll pick it up on the news right here on WGN Radio.
In the wee hours, that's when I think of you. In the wee hours, that's when I think of you. You say, but yet I wonder if your love was ever true. In a wee little room, sit alone and think of you. In a wee little room, I sit alone and think of you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday Night Trivia. We have a straggler question, don't you know? And we're working on a variety of other things, too. That's your second bumper stumper. All the artists have something in common. Yes, it's not the songs, it's not the labels, it is the artists. So what is it that they all have in common? That's the bumper stumpers. As far as the question I threw out, it's a straggler from last week, meaning if you don't get it, it will be revealed at the end of the night tonight, because we don't let you ever hang more than that. Domestic animals like dogs and cats do this common thing. If you've owned a dog or cat, you've seen your animal do this, I can almost bet. What you may not know is that wild animals do not do it at all. What is it? 888-876-5593. So there you got a bumper stumper. We've had two easy ones as far as I'm concerned. The first one an absolute gift, but the second one easy as well. As far as our straggler, well, we'll see how you think. But John came in during the break and said, I got a Beatles question for you. And I looked up on the screen and saw, oh, yes, Barry wants one. And he said, what is the Beatles' most covered song? I said, I can't ask that. It's Yesterday. It's too easy. Because not only is it the Beatles' most covered song, it's the most covered song in pop history. But let me work with that. And so I did. And Barry is the recipient of my efforts. So, Barry in New Hampshire, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
All right. So there are 1,396 known recorded versions of Yesterday. As you know, the Beatles did it first in August 6th, 1965. It was recorded on June 14th, 1965. Who was the first to cover it? By the way, I'll give you a hint. I expect you to tell me Marianne Faithfull, and that's wrong.
Okay, no, that's not it. Okay.
So what else do you think? You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to cheat. No cheating.
No, I'm not cheating. No, okay. Ray Charles.
Matt Monroe.
Oh.
Matt Monroe with accompaniment, directed by George Martin, October 8th, 1965. He was number two. Marianne Faithfull was number three. Then Al DeLore, Mary Wells, Jan and Dean, Dino, Desi and Billy, Barry McGuire and Barry Young. So there you go. Yeah. And then,
oh boy.
Yeah, 1,390 other ones.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So now you'll never forget Matt Monroe.
That's request song.
You know, I haven't yet. Now here's the problem. I'm glad you're discussing this. I went back and looked at all the Monday Night Trivia songs, and definitely was none of them. So what else do you remember about when I played it?
Okay, I thought it, for sure it was that, but I think you said it was a disc jockey who started doing the name game or doing songs.
Oh no, that's all the guys like the guys on WSID and Hot Rod Hulbert and all that. No, that was in parentheses of what I was playing, but not directly associated with. I wish you remembered more about when.
Oh, I thought for sure it was trivia night because it wasn't a regular, but wasn't a request. So.
Right. Well, yeah, but sometimes I play bumpers that aren't requests.
Yeah.
But it was definitely, okay. You're sure it was a bumper, not just something I decided to play.
I thought it was a bumper.
All right. Yeah, and how long, this is driving us crazy, by the way. How long ago do you think it was?
It was early summer.
Early summer. Okay. So June or July, you're sure it wasn't May?
Oh. I don't know.
Let's hope it wasn't. Well, I'll go back and start listening to June shows. I wouldn't do this for anybody else, Barry. I don't like to listen to myself.
Okay. Yeah, but I thought for sure it was Monday Night Trivia.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then it could have been Monday Night Trivia, and I didn't play it as a bumper. Do you know what I'm saying? In other words, it might not have been a bumper.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
If I did that, I wouldn't have.
I tried. Yeah. It's hard to. Yeah. Like try to find a song that has name game.
No, you won't find it. It's just an obscure record I have. And of course, you know, I would say, okay, it's in that pile over here, but there is no pile over here since I packed everything since the places are moving.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Otherwise, okay. I'd just pick up the stack of 45s and say, well, here it is. You can't do that anymore, at least not for a few months. All right. I'll keep looking.
Yeah. All right. Well,
all right.
Yeah,
thanks.
You.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Bye. I know. I should have mentioned it in my little notes, but I say things off the cuff. But usually I don't completely forget about songs. Oh, it happens, but usually not. All right, so now we are playing Monday Night Trivia, and I have a question out there, which, as you know, I just gave you, and I won't give it again ad nauseum. We've got bumper stumpers, and if you don't like any of my stuff, you can have your own question. Now, Karen in Chicago recognized a bumper, so which one did you know?
The first one was Paul Anka.
Yeah, of course it was. I said it was a gift. You're absolutely right, Karen. All right, you're a winner. Hang on. Prizes are worthless, but eventually you get something.
Could I make a couple of requests real quick?
Yeah, sure. Let me get something that I will write this down and actually not lose it. And probably better that I don't write it on a tax return. Wait a minute. But I've been known to mail them to the government, but I've never heard back on any of them. All right, so they're just non-responsive. All right, so Carol, what do you want to hear?
It's Karen. And
sorry, Karen.
Okay. No, that's okay. I want to go outside in the rain, the Dramatics.
Okay, Dramatics, In the Rain. Okay, I'll do it.
And then one more. Skeeter Davis, I Can't Stay Mad at You.
Yes, absolutely. Your pop hit, you betcha. Be happy to do that. We'll hear it this week.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling,
awesome.
Karen. I appreciate it. All right. So,
thank you.
And hold on. We got to get that address, like I say.
Oh, okay.
Eventually, you get a certificate, which is fun, but whatever else you get, you probably don't want it. But hang on. All right. So, yeah, we've been known to mail out 45s, and I'm sure this time we'll be doing that again. All right. So, yeah, I recognize nobody has a record player. That doesn't stop us. Now, let's see what we've got. Oh, before we do anything else, Fran had a bumper guest, and hopefully she knows the second song. So, Fran, did you know the second one?
Chuck Berry.
Yes, absolutely right. You betcha. Wee Wee Hours. The flip, flip side of Maybelline. Yes. All right.
Yeah, I knew the first one, too, but John said it had already been guessed, and I thought, well, if he'd kept on doing songs like that, I would have liked him better.
Yeah, right.
Than Puppy Love and Having
Well,
My Baby.
And you know what's so funny? He didn't want to do that song. He fought.
Really?
Yeah, because what,
oh,
what,
wow.
You know, that was right at the time that bossa nova craze was really taking off, and they had Jobim and Valle and all that come to America and perform.
Right.
And so the label had said, you've got to do this. And he, I don't want to do that. Well, he did it. It wasn't much of a hit, but I thought it was the best thing he ever did.
I do, too. As I said, if he kept doing stuff like that, I would have liked him a lot better than the stuff that he actually hit with.
Well, exactly. Exactly. But but no luck. But you sure knew your Chuck Berry, so we'll add to your stash. Don't go away.
Okay,
all right,
thanks.
So, yes, so Fran is in fine form, and that's absolutely... So the first two have already been gotten, you know. There's a third bumper stumper coming up again, and it's really easy. Now, by the way, to some extent, I'm just buttering you up. That's right. It'll get harder as the evening goes along, or maybe not, depending. All right. Now, with that in mind, we'll get to Brian and Joliet. He wants charts from 1971, and Linda in Tinley Parts wants charts from 1962. All right, a year I remember. Lisa in Dundee wants Seinfeld trivia. She may have some guesses for our question as well. So all that and more is coming up right after this, and another bumper stumper on WGN Radio.
Just leave it to me. Don't ever be ashamed. Just give me a chance. I'll take care of everything. Your troubles I'll share. I'll be there. I'll stay close to you. Any place and anywhere.
WGN Radio. I'm Rolly James. I know you know the song, but do you know who that is doing it? 1960. So, of course, it's a cover of a cover of a cover. Who is it? 888-876-5593. And that's a very well-known artist. So, all right. So what are we going to do here? I believe that Laura in Willowbrook wants 5x5. And now, of course, she got to get 4 out of 5, right? So, Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN.
Yes, I would like that. But first, let me just throw a stab at your question from last week.
Can't wait.
I wrote down what my answer was going to be. I didn't hear all of the previous ones, but I either say they play with toys. How about that?
Nope. What else you got?
They sleep in a cage or a crate.
That's not it either. Anything else?
No, that's my last guess. I'll take trivia.
Okay, and we'll give you trivia. All right, 4 out of 5. In 1940, whose legs were insured for $1 million?
Oh, it's a Betty somebody.
Yes,
Betty
it is. Yes,
Grable.
It is. Yes, Betty Grable, absolutely right. What did Jimmy Stewart find in his pocket at the end of It's a Wonderful World's Life? Whatever, Wonderful Life.
Oh, I should know this.
Yes, yes. You,
I watch the movie every Christmas, darn
it. Well, then there's no excuse, so think about it.
I know. This is terrible.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
All right, Zuzu Petals.
I, Thank you. I knew that, but I wasn't going to get it.
That's all right. If you get the next three, that's still good enough.
I plan on it.
Okay. Who was always out hunting wabbits?
Oh. Darn it. I can picture it. Oh, this is embarrassing. Oh, I'm sad. I don't know.
Elmer Fudd.
Yes, I could picture him, but couldn't think of his name.
Oh, man.
And I'll try next week.
And I'm counting on it. Thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, so 888-876-5593. We're going to do a little chart action here, don't you know? And first, we're going to do 1962 with Linda in Tinley Park. Hello, Linda. Welcome to WGN.
Hello. Thank you.
So glad you called. 1962 is such a reasonable year. All right, so now,
we'll see how I do.
I remember all these songs. All right. Number one, Sherry.
The Four Seasons?
Yes. Number two, Ramblin' Rose.
Nat King Cole?
Yes. Number three, Green Onions. Instrumental.
Is this Booker T and the MGs?
Yes. Number four, Monster Mash.
Bobby Pickett?
Good enough. Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers, you betcha. Number five, Sheila. Sweet little Sheila, you know
her
if you see
her. Tommy Rowe?
Yes, absolutely. Number six, Let's Dance on Monogram Records. Hey, baby, won't you take a chance? And later,
Chris Montez?
Yes, absolutely right. Number seven, Alley Cat. It's another instrumental.
Yes,
it was on Atco. He was not an American.
I remember the song, but I don't think I'm going to get the name right now.
All right, well, it was Bent Fabric, but that's okay.
I wouldn't have gotten it.
You're entitled to three wrong, so let's go. Next one, number eight, Patches. Down by the river that flows by the coal yard stands wooden houses with shutters torn down. There lives a girl, everybody, called Patches. Patches, my darling, from Old Shantytown.
Vicki Lee?
Yes, absolutely right. Number nine, You Belong to Me. Of course, that was a cover.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can do this. You know it's not Joni you know it's not Joni James from the 50s. So what was the early 60s group that did all those covers of You Belong to Me and Have You Heard and all that?
The Dupree's?
Yes, absolutely right. And number 10, Teenage Idol.
Teenage Idol.
They call me a teenage idol, yeah. They got no way of knowing how lonesome I could be. I travel around from town to lonely town. Why do I remember these words? All right.
Oh, is that Ricky Nelson?
Yes, absolutely. There you got it. You're a winner.
Well, you had to help me a bit, though.
Well, not much. You did very good. Very, very good. Now, like I say, the prizes are worthless. Eventually, you get something. The certificate's fun. Everything else you won't want, like a tabloid or a DVD or something. But hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you so much, Raleigh.
Thank you. All right. So, good deal. At 1962. See, I love that. These are years to which I relate strongly. All right. So, hopefully, I didn't hang up on... I might have. No, I don't think I did. All right. Be terrible. No, Linda's still there, and John will be screening her right now. All right. So we'll be doing charts again after the news. But we got Bob tonight. Bob's keeping a watchful eye on me, and he is nothing if not exact about this. And, of course, you know, I'm so damn approximate. So I know I've got about 45 seconds to talk about nothing, and then I'm done until after the news. So we won't dare go to Brian or Pete. And Pete in Sauk Village wants 5x5. All right, Pete. Jack in St. Charles has some requests. Why not? Robert in Stickney is going to do bumper guesses. I bet he'll get it, too. We've got more bumpers coming up. And Lisa in Dundee wants Seinfeld trivia. All right, we can do that also. And now, someone's calling in on it, so it's too late for you for right now. Someone's calling in on that line. I don't know why it's busy tonight, but I'm thrilled that it is. So that's about all I'll say until we reconvene with another Bumper Stumper after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Find a girl.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, they were known for a huge hit in the mid-50s, and that was 1982, but I thought it was just a terrific little record. Ambient sound brought back a lot of doo-wop groups, and this is one of them. And Rex Garvin co-wrote that, and Kingdom of Love. Who are they? 888-876-5593. Yeah, I always like that. All right, so now, with that in mind, Jerry is a first-time caller, and we defer to those. Jerry has a trivia answer, probably for my straggler. We were talking about domestic animals, dogs and cats specifically, but probably others as well. They all do this common thing. However, wild animals do not do it ever. What common thing? So, all right, Jerry, a first-time caller in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
How are you? God bless you.
Well, thanks for calling, and thanks for waiting. I appreciate that.
I'd say scratch your butt on carpeting.
I love that. That's not right, but that's a wonderful answer. Yeah. Well, if you think of anything else, call me back.
I couldn't think of nothing besides maybe fur balls.
Ah, no, that's not it either. Well, I'll reveal it at the end of the night. I bet you'll be surprised. But if you think of something else, call me.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yes, dragging their butts along the carpet. Yes, we've all seen that act. All right, so I don't know if cats do it, but of course I have zero experience with cats. All right, so now... We'll get to Robert and Stickney and his guesses, and Lisa wants her Seinfeld trivia. But Brian and Jolie, it's been waiting a while for charts. So, Brian, how are you?
Hey, Raleigh. Hope you're doing well.
I can't complain. And
that's good. And may I try September 22nd, 1971?
That would be a wonderful thing. Are you ready?
Thank you. Yes.
All right. Go away, little girl. Obviously, it's a remake of Steve Lawrence.
Donny Osmond.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number two, Maggie May.
Rod Stewart.
Yes. Number three, Ain't No Sunshine.
Bill Withers.
Number four, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Joan Baez.
Number five, Spanish Harlem. Yeah, I know you're saying, well, you know it's not Benny King. It's 1971. So, but it was on Atlantic.
Aretha Franklin?
Absolutely right. Number six, Uncle Albert Admiral Halsey.
Paul McCartney.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Yeah, just got a little nauseous. There's seven, Smiling Faces Sometimes.
Undisputed Truth.
Yes. Number eight, Superstar. Ugh.
Carpenters?
Yes, number nine. What you see is what you get.
Dramatics.
Yes, and number 10, I Just Want to Celebrate.
Rare Earth.
Yes, yes, that's 100%. Let's see how far you go. Number 11 is Stick Up.
Honeycomb?
Yep, number 12, Do You Know What I Mean?
Lee Michaels.
Yeah, number 13, I Woke Up in Love This Morning. Yeah.
The Partridge Family?
Yes, yes, that would be it. Number 14, If You Really Love Me, one of my favorite records by him.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes. Number 15, Won't Get Fooled Again.
The Who?
Yes. 16, Tired of Being Alone.
Al Green?
Yep. Number 17, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
Bee Gees?
Yep. 18, Sweet City Woman.
Stampeders?
Yep. 19, Yo-Yo.
The Osmond Brothers?
Yes, 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 absolutely. And, you know, if you missed that, it would have been to your credit. All right, number 20, So Far Away, backed with Smackwater Jack.
Oh, Carole King?
Yes. Number 21, Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep.
Okay, the Jackson 5?
No, it's worse than that. Mac and Katie Kassoon.
I never would have got that.
Well,
one.
It's to your credit. You made it through number 20. That's an excellent showing. Be proud. Don't go away. Hang on, Brian. All right.
Thank you, Raleigh.
So, yeah, it was great. So Brian got the top 20. Yeah. And missing out on Mac and Katie Kassoon should be a badge of honor, I would think. Yeah, I'm afraid I remember it, but maybe I wouldn't want to publicly admit it. All right, so we have Peter in Sauk Village. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello.
How's it going?
I was half tempted to come in and say, shh, I'm hunting rabbits. Rascally rabbits.
Yeah.
Anyway, and you talk about turntables.
Yes.
How about an AR-10?
Oh, okay.
I've got that and a B&O. They're waiting for records.
Okay. Yeah, Bang & Olufsen is nice. All right, so let's go. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Name the train on Petticoat Junction.
Well, there goes the first one.
All right, that would be the Hooterville Cannonball.
Oh, boy. I didn't like that show. So I didn't.
What month, when spelled backwards, is a vegetable?
May.
Yes, absolutely right. What is Bologna's first and last name?
Oscar Mayer.
Yes. What is the address of the White House?
The address, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yes, excellent. One more and you're a winner. Who lived at 1313 Mockingbird Lane?
Would that have been the Munsters?
Yes, absolutely. All right, good deal. 4 out of 5. You did it.
Wow.
All right, so hang on, Peter. Don't go away.
Okay, take care.
All right, you too. All right, so yes, Peter got 4 out of 5, and easily, I might add. So let's put him on hold and find out what Robert in Stickney has to say about the bumper. Okay, what'd you hear?
Yeah, on the Shake a Hand song, would that be Laverne Baker?
Absolutely right. Good for you.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, you're 100% right. So hang on a minute. Don't go away. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Impressive. All right. So Robert is right, but I would expect nothing less. All right. So it was a remake a few years after the fact. You know, Faye Adams and all had it, but Laverne Baker did it in 1960. And yes, it was a single. Or it didn't do very well, but it was a single. All right. So Jack in St. Charles, I believe, has some requests. So Jack, what is it you want to hear?
Hi, Raleigh. How about Barrett Strong's Money? That's good. What I want.
All right.
And the Drifters' Money, Honey.
Ah, yes. With Clyde McFadders. The landlord banged my front doorbell. All right.
Yeah.
That we'll it?
It.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll get them both on for you. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, so there you have it. It's a fine, fine, fine song. All right. So Lisa in Dundee. How's it going, Lisa? Lisa, did we lose Lisa? I think we might have officially lost Lisa. I don't know. I might have been talking to her at some point. It's hard for me to remember these things. All right, but call back because there is now a line available for you no matter what. And Karen in Madison has a trivia guest. So, all right, Karen, what's up?
Oh, I'm on.
You are?
I got through.
You did?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I want to say a couple of stragglers, right? I do know, I don't want to get over-involved, but wildlife, you know, there's a lot of different things about different types of wildlife. So, you know, it is a little complicated. But I will say hibernate.
No.
One of them.
Pets do not hibernate, at least not usually.
No, I know that.
Well, but you see, that's the thing. This is what domestic animals do, but wild animals do not.
Roll in their poop.
No.
That doesn't work either.
No.
Okay. Okay, well then, I'll let it go at that for now, because I'll try back.
Okay. Good deal.
Or play. Okay.
Count on
Thanks.
It. Thanks. Appreciate it. Okay. All right. So the domestic animals do it. The wild animals do not, at least not that anybody has witnessed. But most people who've had a dog or cat usually will say, oh, yeah, they've done that. Done what? All right. So let's see. Dave in the north side wants his multiple choice Flintstones, and I'm ready. Dave, are you?
How are you doing?
Okay.
Can I request a song quick?
Yep. What do you want to hear?
Yeah. My girlfriend's having a birthday today, so I'd like to dedicate a request for it. Can you play Dean Martin, I'm trying to think of a song. I think it's called, like, is there a song called Baby Doll?
Not that I know of, but that doesn't mean there's not.
I caught it last weekend off of Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis show. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, if you can think of it, I mean, I'll be happy to look it up, but I don't know. I'll write down Baby Doll and see if I come up with anything, and if I do, you'll hear it.
All right, anything from Dean, otherwise, because today was her birthday, so I wanted to, you know, request something. What's your happy birthday?
What's your first name?
Betty.
Okay, well, of course, we won't be playing it tonight for trivia, but we will play it this week.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
And
So we're going to do Flintstones multiple choice trivia.
Yeah, because I'm all right.
Well, here's the deal. Originally, Winston Cigarettes sponsored the Flintstones, but they wanted a more family-oriented path. So what I want to know is which of these four replaced them? Post cereals, Kellogg's cereals, Welch's grape juice, or Coca-Cola?
I'm not sure. I want to guess. I'll try Coca-Cola. I don't know.
Nice guess, but it was Welch's grape juice.
I was afraid it might be because he's always cactus, yeah, the juice and stuff.
Yeah. Always go with your first
Coca-Cola
choice.
I'm such a big sponsor, so that's why I went with Coca-Cola. Yeah. I have no clue.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, so yes, indeed. Yes, it's Welch's grape juice. All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. So what are we going to do here? Lisa in Dundee is back. All right, so now she's going to get some trivia guesses. So are you there, Lisa?
I am here.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to try to guess on the straggler.
Okay.
Is it that they sleep either standing up or laying down?
I love that. No, it's not. But that's great. That covers most of it.
What about with their eyes open?
Nope.
And is it snoring?
Yes. It is snoring.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
That's great.
Domestic animals snore, and anybody with a dog or cat will attest.
Absolutely.
Wild.
My dog used to... Yeah. Oh, that was my favorite... sound he made was when he was snoring.
Well, wild animals do not snore.
Excellent.
You know, at least not that we know of. So,
yeah, how would we know? I mean,
they are wild animals. Well, they, you know, at whatever situation, they've never been observed to have snored. So,
I can't imagine they probably sleep as soundly as a pet would.
Yeah, I can see why you
think
that.
Being out in the wild,
right.
Maybe. I don't know.
Talk about one eye open. You betcha.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So
and could I request a song? I know you've got quite a few.
No, that's all good.
You may not want to play this one.
All right, we get to them eventually. What is it?
Yeah, I'd love to hear Car Wash.
Oh, Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll liven things up.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I laugh every time I play Rolls Royce. I've told this story before. I was in Durham, North Carolina at WDNC when they all walked in. We had to interview Rolls Royce. And the guy who was on the air was Don West, and he was doing kind of the night show. So, but I was there, and at what point I'm listening, so is the program director, who he has nothing to say, and he said, "Why don't you guys just talk amongst yourselves?" And the program director said to me, "Get in there now." So, so
that's excellent.
I finished the interview with Rolls Royce, but yeah, why don't you guys just talk amongst yourselves
on the air?
Yeah, absolutely on the air, and I couldn't believe it. Like, so yes,
that's so funny.
Yeah. So anyway, we will play it for you, but are a winner.
Great.
Hang on, don't go away.
Okay, thank
All
you
right,
so much.
Good deal. Yeah, poor Don West, and he played the night show, which was a lot of quote-unquote disco. Okay, it was Deep Soul Records. I just called it disco so the owner wouldn't have a fit. And, you know, he was this blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy, least likely to know this stuff, and so, but nonetheless, he was playing it, so I guess the record label thought, well, he'd be good to interview Rolls Royce. They didn't know. So, yeah, why don't you guys just talk amongst yourselves? How would that work? All right, well, it didn't. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we will get to another bumper stumper, probably in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Here
the tide go out. So all alone and blue, just dreaming dreams of you. I watch your ship as it sails out.
I'm Raleigh James. All right, so that was out at the same time the instrumental was, of course, and it clearly couldn't compete with Mr. Ackerbilt, but who are they? They recorded on the Ides of March 1962. All right, so there's your bumper stumper. And Marianne is a first-time caller in Park Ridge. Welcome to WGN Radio, Marianne. Thanks for waiting.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Raleigh.
Yeah.
I believe the answer to the straggler is yawn.
Oh, that's so funny. We just got an answer, but no, it was snore.
Oh.
Yep, they don't snore.
How interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. But most people who've had a pet know they snore. Well, apparently they don't in the wild.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
I
was so sure I had the answer.
Well, I hope you're going to call me again. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks,
thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
All right,
so yawn's a good answer. It just wasn't right, but other than that, it's perfect. All right, so now we have our next question, and this is absolutely true. A lawyer in Indianapolis asked a judge to allow a deeper dive into potential jury members in a robbery case. The judge denied it, saying that the lawyer's claims were irrelevant because there was no law of this for jurors. Jurors didn't have to be this. No law requiring what of juries? All right, 888-876-5593. Yeah, and it's on the record, so yeah. Jurors didn't have to be this. I know, it'll give you nightmares. You'll never want to be in court again. All right, so, well, I've been assuming you've been there before. 888-876-5593. Chuck is in Downers Grove. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, lovely Raleigh. How are you tonight?
All right, what's going on, Chuck?
Well, I was wondering if I could do some charts.
I hope so.
And 1963.
Ah, yes, yes.
The
last decent year. All right, so let's see.
Yeah, well, that's debatable, right? Maybe 62 was.
Right, you know, absolutely. Yeah, I've often said the best year of my life was 1961. So, yeah, it's been downhill ever since. That's a really sad commentary, but true. All right, so let's
okay,
see.
Okay,
you ready?
Let's see. How's October? Do you have any October?
Every week. You pick your week in October.
Surprise me.
Well, we have the week of the 5th, the 12th, the 19th, or the 26th.
5th is good then.
5th is good.
Sure.
Here we go. Number one, okay. Blue Velvet.
Bobby Vinton.
Yes, yes, he destroyed that, but he was number one with it. All right, number two, Sally Go Round the Roses.
Ooh, the J-Nuts.
Yes, absolutely.
Good song.
Fights over that song. I loved it too. Number three, Be My Baby.
Ooh, the Ronettes.
Yeah. Number four, Sugar Shack.
Jimmy Gilmer.
And the Fireballs. Yes, absolutely.
And the Fireballs.
Number five, Cry Baby.
Garnett Mims.
Yes,
Garnett
and the Enchanters. Mims. And the Enchanters, of course, Garnett Mims. Yeah. Number six, My Boyfriend's Back.
Angels.
Yes, but what about her boyfriend's front? Anyway, number seven, Wonderful, Wonderful. I always love that. Wonderful, Wonderful. Who redid that?
Okay, it's Yeah, it's a remake of wasn't Johnny Mathis. No, it was the Times.
Absolutely, on Parkway, you betcha. Number 8, right. Heat Wave.
Well, Martha and the Vandellas.
Right. Number 9, Busted.
Ray Charles?
Yep. Number 10, Then He Kissed Me.
Oh, God, I get all these Phil Spector groups mixed up.
Right, exactly.
Let's see. That was the Crystals?
It was the Crystals with Darlene Love filling in there, I do think. But all right, let's see how far you go. You're a winner. You got all 10.
All right, keep going.
Number
all
11,
right.
Mickey's Monkey.
Miracles.
Number 12, Walkin' Miracle.
The Essex.
Yes. Number 12, Honolulu Lulu.
Jan and Dean.
Number 14, Surfer Girl.
Beach Boys. Good
16,
song.
15, If I Had a Hammer.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
No, keep going. You can do this. It was on reprise.
Okay.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Trudy Lopez.
Of course, absolutely. Number 16.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right. Oh, that'll count. Number 16, Mean Woman Blues.
Roy Orbison.
Yep. Number 17, Donna, the Prima Donna.
Deanne.
Yes, absolutely. Number 16, The Martian Hop.
The Randells.
Yes. Number 17, Part-Time Love.
Oh.
I'll give you a start. Little.
Little, 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 little.
It was on Galaxy. That's not going to help much, but let me see. Later, he didn't use the little, so that might be a bad clue, but let me see if I can let you hear some of it, because I'm sure it's on this computer. Let's see.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. When you get to this part of the chart, your problem is that it starts to be very regional. So depending on where you were, you either would or wouldn't have been on the record.
It's not little Milton, is it?
No, I wish it was, but no, keep going. I've got, you know,
it's not little Stevie Wonder.
No, it's absolutely not. All right, here, let me let you hear. Yeah, you'll come up with anybody.
Okay.
Don't even think
right.
Little Richard. All right, so let's see. Here we go.
I'm gonna find me, Lord, I've got to find me a part-time love.
It's not B.B. King, is it?
No, it is a guy who was a little something. I've got to find... And he made a number, and probably...
Little Walter?
No, I love
is
Little Walter.
Little Walter?
No, you got the wrong part of the country. Keep going. So, actually, he was from Arkansas, but he moved to Los Angeles as a kid, sang with the Mighty Clouds of Joy, and he was influenced by Little Willie John, who this wasn't, obviously, and he recorded on Swingin', which was, what's his name label? The guy who was a jock at KFWB. Anyway, then he signed for Fantasy, and, what else can I tell you about the guy? He was on Rod for a while, the Shreveport label. With Jewel and all that.
Did he have any other songs, Riley?
That you would know? No. Open House at My House. Yeah, like I say. He did some duets with Ted Taylor, but you would have never have heard them. But I'm trying to think what...
Okay, you're...
This was the big one. Part-Time Love was the big one. Give Up. Here we go.
Floated over my head.
Yeah, Little Johnny Taylor.
Oh, Johnny Taylor. All right.
Yeah. And that was his biggest hit. It was a number one song on the R&B charts.
Was that on the Stax label? No.
No, it was on Galaxy.
Okay. Was on Galaxy.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I know. You're saying, who the hell else was on Galaxy?
Yeah, I'm trying to picture the record label on that, and it's not coming to me.
You probably don't have it in your collection. Who would?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
But he was not. And there was another Johnny Taylor who wasn't him, obviously. So you've got
right.
You've got multiple Johnny Taylors. But this is
that's the one I'm thinking of that's on Stax.
Right, exactly. That's Y-E. Right. But this one who's right. Y, this one who's Y, like I say, first okay. he was on Swingin', and the guy who was KFWB, Gene Norman. He was on Gene Norman's label. And then Galaxy was part of Fantasy. And so that was the deal with them. But in any event,
Swingin', wasn't that Rochelle and the Candles?
Yes, absolutely. That and that is Gene Norman Productions. You betcha.
Right. Okay. That's the same one. Okay.
Yeah. Once cool. upon a time. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm pleased you know Rochelle and the Candles. Not many people do. And worse yet, I see.
Oh, that's a great tune.
Oh, I know.
That's an excellent song.
I see it all the time. That people spell it giving his name an E at the end. I'm like, it's not a girl. So
it's no.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
That wasn't a misprint on the label either.
No. Oh, man, there would have been hell to pay if that were the case. All right. Well, but you got it, Chuck. So hang on. Don't go away. Like I say, you'll get something
okay,
you
Raleigh.
Don't want. Don't go away. All
thanks.
Right. So,
okay, thanks, son. Okay.
So that's the deal. Chuck knows his stuff. All right. We got Stacy, we got Karen, and we got you coming up on WGN Radio.
Mercy, baby, I know I've done you wrong. Hey, mercy, baby, I know I've done you wrong. My heart's full of sorrow. Take me back where I belong. Well, I've been a good for nothing.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yeah, there they are. So they did have a big hit, clearly that wasn't it. That's your bumper stumper, and all the artists have something in common. It's not the songs, it's not the labels, it's something the artists have in common. What would that be? Now, our question, and I do like it, actually, because when I first read it, I said, this can't be real. And so I did my due diligence, as it were, to find out if it in fact was, and yep. A lawyer in Indianapolis asked a judge to allow a deeper dive into a potential juror. All the jury members were going to be examined in a robbery case. Well, the judge denied it, said, no, you're not, because your claims are irrelevant. There's no law of this of jurors. Jurors don't have to be this. Don't have to be what? All right, so there you have it. There's my question, 888-876-5593. Stacy in Algonquin. Hello, Stacy. You with me, Stacy? No, we lost Stacy? Oh, man. All right, call back, Stacy. All right, because she, I think, wants to take a guess on that, perhaps, or maybe she was guessing on the last question. I'm not 100% sure. But Karen is in Madison. How's it going, Karen? Karen's not there either? Oh, you know, this worries me, because when this happens two in a row, I keep thinking, the phones are failing. Don't let the phones fail, at least not on trivia, because Tuesday through Thursday I can prattle on about much of anything. But on Monday night, it requires your participation, and I see that I believe either Stacy or Karen is calling back, or somebody is, so we'll see if the phones in fact work. Maybe I was just too long-winded and lost Karen and lost Stacy, or maybe they were just guessing our last question. Yes, domestic animals snore. Wild animals do not snore. Yeah, so there. But what is it about this jury, or any jury? In Indianapolis, the judge says, jurors don't have to be that. All right, Robert and Stickney, welcome to WGN Radio. What you got?
Yeah, I'm going to try for another bumper stumper. The one that was just played, was that the Bobette?
Absolutely right. Why would you recognize that?
I used to have the record. It was a flip side of, I forgot which song, I think.
All right. Well, you're a winner.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't know if I could win twice.
Well, why not? Like I say, the prizes are absolutely worthless. It takes forever to get there. We just add to your stash and you get something else you don't want. So, of course, you can win multiple times.
Right. Okay.
All right. Well, hang on.
Okay. I'll hold on for John.
Good
yeah.
deal. Thanks. All right. So, 888-876-5593. We originally said all the prizes would be mailed out this year. I kid you not, year, but it may not happen. All right, I should break it to you gently, but we're going to be gone for 3 weeks in October. You will hear reruns, and that will be, let me tell you what weeks. Yeah, that would be the weeks of the 6th, 13th, and 20th of October will be reruns. And then we will return bright and surly on the 27th of October. So we'll be here next week, this week, and next week. All right, so, yeah, and this week... for Stacy and our other Jewish friends is New Year's, yeah, Rosh Hashanah. So as they say, I'll probably screw it up, but Shana Tova, there you go, and hopefully it's festive. So all right, now we'll talk to Karen in Madison, who has called us back. All right, Karen.
Yes, I was here. We just couldn't connect.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I was yelling, ooh. Raleigh. You know, but you couldn't hear me.
Not a word. All
right. Who cares?
That's right.
I'm back.
Yeah, exactly. You're back. All right. We're going to.
That's what's important.
Charts 1970.
Right. I'll try one of these.
This week.
Sure.
Okay. Here we are. Number one. Ain't no mountain high enough. Oh, wait, it's time. I blew it again. I blew the break. Hang on. And you
I'll
know,
wait.
Bob had it written out, and I still blew it. Hang on. Don't go away. Yeah, I am
utterly useless.
Stay right where you are. Yes, it is the news. It's right in front of me. Well, I'm never going to get it, so why should I even try? We'll pick it up on WGN Radio. I hate it when that happens. All right, so it's a nice bumper, too, so I'm going to play it or be damned. Here we go. I'm Raleigh James. Boy, I assume that Stan and Dearborn isn't listening. Likewise for Jimmy P, Sergeant Pappy, and everybody else who should know this song. Maybe Tommy. All right, any takers? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. Yes, it wasn't released when it came out, but that didn't stop us from loving it. All right, so what is it? 888-876-5593. All right, now, Karen in Chicago has called back, and we have charts. So, all right, Karen, we're doing 1970, are we?
I'm in Madison, not Chicago.
Well, I've moved you. I hope you like the trip. All right, so
my
apologies.
I love Chicago.
You'll be unpacked in no time. All right, so now let's see. I had the charts in front of me, but that was 6 minutes ago. So let me worry about it. No. This
pick
is
a
big.
Year. Pick anything.
This is going to be your year. You get to pick them. All right, so here we are. This is the last week of September in 1970. Your choice. Okay. Number one, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
I'm going to say Temptations and Diana Ross.
I'll take it. All right.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
Yeah. All right. Number two, War.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And by the way, number one was just Diana Ross on that version, but the Supremes and Temptations,
oh, okay.
That's okay. We're giving you credit for it. You got half of it.
War.
So, yeah, War. And this is another Motown group. He was on Gordy. He was originally across the street at Golden World. Yeah, Ed Wingate's label.
Good song.
Yeah.
I'm not good War. With labels.
What is
don't
it good
much.
For? Absolutely nothing.
War.
Yeah, yeah. Norman Whitfield.
Yeah, I can hear it, but...
Yeah, so you can do this. No?
Does this mean I stop?
No, absolutely. You're allowed to get three wrong. Don't worry about it. That would be
okay.
Edwin Starr. Number three, Looking Out My Back Door.
Creedence Clearwater?
Yes, absolutely right. Number four, Patches. And, of course, we're not talking about the Dickie Lee song. We're talking about the one that General Johnson wrote.
Patches?
I'm Depending on You, Son. Yes.
I never heard of Hatches.
Oh, yeah, but you have. Let me find it. You have. Believe me. I mean, this is a big hit. You probably know the Dickie Lee record, but that's not the right one. But that's all right. We're going to...
Patches.
Yeah, Patches. No, you do. Trust me.
Patches.
Patches, yes. And like I say, you know the Dickie Lee version, but that's earlier. Here's 1970, a completely different record with the same title. General Johnson wrote it. Here you go.
I was born and raised down in Alabama. On a farm way back up in the woods, I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised.
Yes, I'm listening to that. I'm not sure General Johnson did write it. Rick Hall produced it.
I don't know it.
It was produced in Florence, Alabama. Well, that was Clarence Carter.
Well, I wouldn't have known. I recognize the song, but okay. I wouldn't have known the
name. All right. Number five, Julie, Do You Love Me? Julie, 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 Do You Love Me? Yeah. He was one of those pretty boys. Later was on TV and then became an EMT.
Oh.
Okay,
at least it tried.
Yeah, that would be Bobby Sherman. Well, if you got the rest of them right, you'd be in the running. But it sounds like you don't want to try.
Well, I'm just my brain is not working. I can't remember should have gone 4 for 5 or something. I just thought I'd pick.
Well, very good. Well,
what are we going to do without you in October?
Oh well, you'll hear reruns of me. So,
that's
about it. But it won't be for long. It'll just be 3 weeks, and I'll be right back.
Well, you have a good time while
okay.
you're
all right.
Enjoy and don't
Thanks.
Rap.
Appreciate present. It. All right. Talk
okay.
to you soon. Okay, bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, but this week and next week, you got me. So indeed. All right. Oh, so Tommy knows the bumper. All right, Tommy, what'd you think?
Hello, Riley. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I'm happy that you're going to have 3 weeks of rest.
I hope it is. We'll see. I'll tell you when we get back how it turned out.
Yeah, you and John. You played the Spaniels. Great
I did.
Moo.
Yes, Great Googly Moo. And interestingly, yeah. VJ never released that. It wasn't until CDs came out decades later that it started showing up.
Yeah.
Okay,
because I don't remember ever owning it.
Right. Well, you wouldn't have owned it on a 45, not on VJ anyway, because they didn't release it. But, you know, a lot of the compilations, Charlie out of Great Britain and all that, when they started to bring things out, they all just glommed all over. In fact, one of the Charlie albums of the Spaniels was called Great Googly Moo.
Okay. So,
yeah.
I have to look that one up.
Yeah.
Thank you for the show tonight. It's great.
Well, terrific. Glad to have you. Hang on. Don't go away.
We'll do, Raleigh. Have
right.
a great trip.
So, yeah, thanks. So there you have it. All right. So 888-876-5593. Let's see. Jan in Dallas is joining us. So, Jan, thanks for waiting. What's up?
Oh, I had a guess, and I had a question on the trivia
colorblind.
No. Oh, that's interesting. That's fascinating. I love that. No, no.
It was so bad. I just had to say it.
But, you know, that makes a lot of sense. If I was a defense lawyer, I might want to know if they were colorblind. But that's. But I guess there's no law saying they can't be. So, no. But that's great. I like it.
Oh, well, and I want to, the gentleman right before me, did he sing on some of these songs back in the day?
I don't think so. Tommy?
Oh, he's got that voice.
He does, but I think he's a little young for that.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because, the Spaniels were in the early 50s. Mm. So yeah, I have a feeling he missed that time.
Okay.
Now me, I
but
might
But we
have,
were there, weren't we?
Well, I might have bought the records, but I wasn't old enough to be singing on them. Not that I'd be singing on anything, but yeah. Yeah, I was buying the shellac back then. Yeah, still buying the 78s. Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Jan. All right.
Okay.
That was a well thought out answer. Yeah. So a lawyer in Indianapolis asked a judge to allow a deeper dive into potential jury members in a robbery case. And the judge denied it, saying, you know, your claims are irrelevant because there's no law that jurors have to be this. No law required what of juries? To be what? All right, 888-876-5593. So, yeah, I guess they could be colorblind. I don't know. I have no idea how that one would have come out. Probably no law against or for that either. So we'll get to Star Trek trivia from Mark, and we'll get to Jack Benny trivia from John. And there's room for you two on Monday Night Trivia. Things are slowing down a little, so there is a line available as we speak. One, actually. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
You took me up to heaven when you took me in your arms. I was dazzled by your kisses, blinded by your charms. I was lost.
Fool's paradise.
Good and lost.
In a fool's paradise.
When you told me that you loved me, I gave my heart to you. And I wondered if there could be any truth in love so new. I was lost. In a fool's paradise.
Fool's paradise.
Good and lost. In a fool's paradise. The whole world was my kingdom, and your love, the gem in my crown.
Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, it's a trick question. You have to tell me who the artist is on the label. All right, so who's credited to it? Yeah. All right, 888-876-5593. Yeah, who gets the credit for that on the label? All right, Ralph is a first-time caller, and he is in Beloit. So, Ralph, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yes, it's a very great pleasure to talk to you. I am very impressed by your knowledge of music.
Absolutely worthless information if I wasn't on the radio. So, what's on your mind?
Well, on my mind was or is, I wanted to fill you in a little bit here about Edwin Starr and war. And so let me tell you that I met him in Germany about 30 years ago.
I believe it. He used to tour there, absolutely.
Yes, well, he told me because he liked me too, because he knew I was on the radio once in a while.
Uh-huh.
I had my own show there.
Uh-huh.
And he told me that he had relocated to England.
Yes.
Because he was producing out of England, and believe it or not, he had a rather big hit in Holland, in the Netherlands, at this time with Eye to Eye Contact.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, as you well know, when you're talking Great Britain, all that Northern Soul stuff gave people like Edwin Starr a new lease on life. All the all-nighters at places like Wigan's Casino and Blackpool Mecca and all that.
Yes, great. Yeah, and believe it or not, you're talking about this area there, and I met the group Hot Chocolate.
Oh, yes, yes.
In Emma. Yeah, Emma. Yeah, well, they had the biggest. Yeah, Emma and
I loved everyone. I loved Everyone's a Winner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the second big hit. Yeah. But the first big hit was
You Sexy. Well, you formed. Were You Sexy, Sexy Thing. Thing. Yeah, I never cared for You Sexy Thing, but loved Emma and Everyone's a Winner. Yeah.
Emma. Yeah, Everyone's a Winner. I saw them. I met them in Munich, personally. I shook hands with him and talked to him at the Hilton Hotel in Munich.
Yeah.
And they were giving a concert in Munich.
Uh-huh.
And Hot Chocolate was a racially mixed group.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and one of my girlfriends in Munich was a friend of the organ player of Hot Chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was very interesting. And I went to the concert, and Everyone's a Winner was a really, like you, because you mentioned that now, that the guy who played that, he had some kind of a bass guitar, and that was just wonderful the way he played it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I thought so too. That was my fave, you betcha. And they were around since 68, and I think the bassist was Tony Wilson.
Yeah, Tony Wilson was in there, but the main singer, his name, he was just, I met him too. He's the main singer who sang. He was just not very tall. He was only like 5'7", 5'8", but he liked to wear those silky pants.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Yes. So, and another thing that you caught my attention here, you mentioned Norman Whitfield.
Yes.
And Norman Whitfield, believe it or not, even though Smokey Robinson wrote the first big hit for the Temptations,
right?
Yeah, and Norman Whitfield wrote the second big hits from 69 to 71, 72.
Right, it was a very different sound. And there were those of us who were big Smokey fans who frankly did not like Norman Whitfield. And he was smart what they were doing, because they were adding a lot of that psychedelic sound to it, which was appropriate for the time. But for those of us who were, you know, not really into that, you know, hearing some of that psychedelic stuff was like, turn off the radio. But Whitfield certainly was a big deal. And he wrote Pride and Joy for Marvin Gaye and Too Many Fish in the Sea for the Marvelettes and the Velvelettes, Needle in the Haystack. So he wrote some great stuff. But, you know, then then he got into that psychedelic soul that I joked, that's when he went bad. So he was influenced by Sly and the Family Stone and Funkadelic and all that. So, you know, Cloud Nine, they were big hits. And, of course, Undisputed Truth and all that. But I just did not want to hear it.
Believe it or not, since you're talking about that time, believe it or not, I saw the Temptations, original Temptations, twice.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, they came when I got my advanced degree from NIU in DeKalb.
Oh, okay, sure. I know NIU very well, because I used to live in Rockford.
Yeah, well, Rockford, believe it or not, you can tell by my accent that I'm really a Western European, too.
Well, sure, absolutely.
And, right. And, I love Holland, Belgium, Spain, and West Germany, and I've lived in all these countries.
Sure. Well, yeah, I understand going to NIU, but how did you wind up in Beloit?
Well, that is the question that I ask myself
every day. Every day, yeah. I believe it. Well, explain it.
Yeah, well, I explain it because, believe it or not, but Rockford is my American hometown.
Okay.
Yeah. I graduated from Guilford High School.
Okay, sure.
I graduated from, at this time it was called Rockford College.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. And believe it or not, I used to play soccer for Rockford College.
Okay, but I remember Guilford High School. It was on Spring Creek Road.
Yeah, that's where we lived.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. We had a house on Spring Creek Road, and Spring Creek Road was a very beautiful road. And at that time, when I we had our house there on El Rancho Lane.
Yeah.
And that was right next to Eisenhower School.
Yeah, no, that's nice. Well, yeah, I was out by the bus station on Travertine Trail.
Okay. Well, I mean, see what I was going to tell you, too. So I saw the Temptations in 1973. They came to NIU and gave a concert there.
I'm not surprised, because 1973, that was not their heyday. They were willing to appear a lot of places as they wouldn't have appeared in 1963.
Yeah, well, you know that, believe it or not, but the founder of Motown, he's still alive. That's Barry Gordy.
Well, of course he's still alive. He's too mean to be dead. Yeah, he's absolutely still alive.
He's 96.
Yeah. No, he'll outlive us all.
Oh, well, you know, they say that he founded Motown.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. We're going to do the news and we're going to come back to you. Stay right where you are, Ralph, and we'll pick it up on WGN Radio.
I've been faithful. I've been true. I've done everything you asked me to. You know I love you. You know I do, but it would be twice as nice if you loved me too. I dream about you every night. I can't keep still until I can hold you tight. All I've been doing is wanting you, but it would be twice as nice if you wanted me to. With your cooperation, how happy we could be. When I give you all my love, give it all right back to me. There's a twinkle in your eye. I'm beginning now to realize.
WGN Radio, Molly James. It's kind of an interesting sound for him. You would know him from the early 50s for a couple of huge groups, but... here he is on his own in 1959 on MGM. All right, who is he? That's your bumper stumper. And again, all the acts have something in common. It's not the songs. It's not the labels. It's something the acts have in common. All right, we're talking to Ralph, a first-time caller from Beloit. And we've been discussing a variety of things. And, you know, it's interesting with your history in Western Europe, you would know, of course, when Blue Swede did Hooked on a Feeling, that's a real love-hate thing here. People really hate it. But they were actually just covering a take by Jonathan King.
Yeah. Well, this Hooked on a Feeling, that was a famous hit by the... gentleman who sang...
B.J. Thomas, right, B.J. Thomas,
yeah, B.J. Thomas, recording on my head.
Right, and everything else, but when Jonathan King did it, he's the guy who added the Ooga Shaka to it.
And, it was a little bit wild, you know, It didn't quite hit my taste.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. And, you know, it was also interesting that when the Jonathan King version came out, which was not a hit, I've got it, but it certainly wasn't a hit, everybody said that he was stealing the Ooga Shaka from Johnny Preston's Running Bear. But
Running Bear. That was a big hit. That was a big hit. But, in 61.
Sure. According to him, he said he did not. He said that chant had nothing to do with it. It was a reggae rhythm in an unusual way. Who knows? But Blue Swede ran with it and, of course, gave it back to Americans who were none the wiser.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, that was another thing. Now, I was just getting back to your question.
Yes.
How did I end up in Beloit? Now, here's another thing, interesting thing about Beloit here, because I left at the time, there was an oldie station here in Beloit.
Uh-huh.
It was 1490 AM.
Right.
And it had been here since 1948.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I used to write the music quizzes for...
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. In the morning, there was Robert Anthony, who was a DJ here, and he liked me. He was a friend of mine. He's from Chicago, and he liked me there, and they were going to hire me as a DJ too, but by that time, the station was sold.
Yeah, and, yeah, aren't they? Yeah. They're country now, aren't they?
Yeah, right. Well, you are very, I'm impressed.
Iron Country, 1490, WGEZ.
Yeah, 14, man, I am very impressed by your knowledge.
Well, what I always laughed about that is they're licensed to Beloit, but they always say they're serving Janesville. I'm like, hell, why don't you say you're serving Beloit?
You know? Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, believe it or not, but in the day, every city bus, big city bus in Beloit had the WGN logo in front of their front.
Decades ago, bus companies used to have radio on the buses. It was usually FM. And that was a disaster because it was before the field effect transistor, so the bus would turn the corner and the signal wouldn't. But the reason that stopped is the government, the FCC, outlawed it. They said it was a captive audience, that they were forcing the listeners to hear it. So that was the end of transit radio.
Oh, no, that was a really bad end. That was not deserved.
Yeah, I agree, but that's what happened. But, yeah, I know that that 1490 tower, it's guide. I know just where it is. It's interesting. So
it's right next to Beloit College.
Right, and they've got a little translator now, too, so that they're on FM as well.
They're a very big satellite.
Right. Right.
And believe it or not, in Western Europe, I had these kind of satellites in my studio.
Okay.
And, and I could, with these satellites, I could get programs. The Netherlands are really very international and much more international than any other Western European country. And I could tape. I had a big studio, and I could tape those musical programs that came from Holland, and they, believe it or not, they had all those big hits, even from America. You could tape them and show them on television.
Right.
Yeah, that was just wonderful. That was one of my great times there when I had my biggest successes, because nobody knew in Western Europe how I did it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, the interesting thing to me, radio-wise, was their Eureka 147 for DAB, which is what they should have done here, but everybody didn't want to lose their dial positions. But Eureka worked very well as far as that goes. Now, some countries are one by one turning off AM. Who do you know that's doing that?
Mm. Well, I don't think they should turn off AM, because alone the fact that when you have like tornadoes and bad weather, inclement weather coming up, AM is the ideal station to have.
Well, see, I agree, but you're already seeing countries that literally have been discontinuing AM transmission. Austria switched off its last AM transmitter in 2008, and Switzerland in 2010. I think Ireland was around that time, might have been 2020. Belgium discontinued all AM transmission in 2018. I think there is still AM in the Netherlands, but it's mostly low power. Likewise for France. Terms of Austria, Switzerland, Ireland, Germany, it is gone.
Oh, yeah, that's too bad. I am surprised, because Belgium really belongs to what is called the Benelux country.
Right, exactly.
And they, believe it or not, in the mid to late 50s and 60s, they had Radio Luxembourg. And Luxembourg also. Yeah, and Luxembourg is also a Benelux country. And most people do not realize that Luxembourg is an extremely rich country. I used to fly out of Luxembourg to New York and Chicago. Yeah, and I couldn't believe all the villas in Luxembourg.
Yeah.
I did some research. I think, how does all that money get to Luxembourg? Well, then I found out that all the major banks are located in Luxembourg.
And they've got favorable tax laws. Yeah, it's always been a haven for that. Years ago, I don't know why he found me, but some guy in Luxembourg who clearly had a lot of money found out that I had all the old Chicken Man series, and he actually wrote to me wanting that because he used to listen to it on Radio Luxembourg. So,
Radio Luxembourg. Right. They had, believe it or not, it was called Radio Luxembourg, the station of the star.
Of course, right,
yeah.
Right.
And they had a German program in the afternoon sometimes, but the main program came in at 10 p.m. with Radio Luxembourg, and that was all from England.
Of course, yes. And after most of the pirate stations shut down, Radio Luxembourg was all there was. Station of the Stars was around for a while. In fact, here, the old nostalgia format, Music of Your Life, used to use it. Station of the Stars.
We used to listen as children at night to the Station of the Stars, and I remember we loved in 64 the number one hit that the Animals hit with Eric Burden, The House of the Rising Sun.
Right.
And believe it or not, but talking about Rockford, I met Eric Burden personally in Rockford.
Okay.
Yeah, he was on the waterfront.
Okay, I believe it.
And I talked to him, and he liked me very much because I'm Western Europe, and from a Western European too, as he is. And he told me that the next day, which was, I think, Monday, that he was going to Ohio to be inducted into the Hall of Fame there.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Of course, he was huge in East L.A. when he was doing things with War. So,
yeah, with War. That was Spill the Wine was the big hit in 69.
Yes, it was. And he was momentarily the darling of East L.A. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, talking about 69 here, that lady you had on your show here about half an hour ago for Madison.
Yeah.
Now, you asked her about Clarence Cardo and Patches.
Yeah,
that was one of his hits. But he also, talking about 69, he also had another big hit that was a little hanky-panky there with Slip Away.
Well, of course. No, he had a number of things. He used to do most of that stuff in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, but he was big, and especially in the South, lots of Clarence Cardo records.
He
put out a great Christmas record, Backdoor Santa.
Right. Well, that was the same time that almost another big one was Brooke Benton.
Yeah, right. He also, by the way, as you know, had Tell Daddy, which became Tell Mama when Etta James.
So there were
a lot of things, but in 68 he had Backdoor Santa before Slip Away and Too Weak to Fight and then of course Patches. That was big. So yeah, and like I say, General Johnson, who was with Chairman of the Board and the Showman, wrote Patches.
Well, it is wonderful
to talk to you. I hope you're going to call me again.
Well, certainly. Well, I just want to say it was much more beautiful. The pleasure was on my side. I have a great knowledge because of my years and decades in music, and I certainly would like to share it with you and your audience.
Absolutely. Call again anytime.
According to your information here, unfortunately, October 6th, 13th, and 20th will be rerun.
Yeah, they will. But then I'll be here all this week and next week, Monday through Thursday, and then I'll be back on the 26th.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about calling you back on the 26th.
Okay. Well, make it the 27th so it's not Monday Night Trivia, so we can talk at length.
Yeah, well, that's what I had written down.
Okay.
That's the 27th. And your show runs from 11 to 1, or?
Central Time, it's 10 to 1.
Central time, wasn't our time.
Yeah, I guess it's the 28th, because the 27th is a Monday. So call me on Tuesday, the 28th, or the 29th, or the 30th of October. Any one of those, we'll talk as long as you want.
Well, we'll talk as long, as you want. All right, yeah. I have to be concerned about your program as well. And I didn't know that WGN had this kind of program. That was just accidentally tonight, and I couldn't believe when this one gentleman, he really knew his chart.
From
61.
No, we got a lot of guys who absolutely are good at this. So yeah, keep listening, and we'll talk to you in late October.
Yeah, October.
Tuesday the 28th or Wednesday the 29th or the 30th. I'm doing nothing from 10 to 1, so call.
Oh, yeah, from 10 to 1, but you are running this program from 10 to 1.
Yeah, right, that's right. I'll be live 10 to 1, so call.
Yeah, right. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to catch your name. Was it Dolly or?
Raleigh.
Raleigh, or this W-O-L-L-Y?
R-O-L-L-Y-E.
Oh, just a minute. I got to do this again. Okay. So could you spell it again, please?
R-O-L-L-Y-E.
Okay.
And then if you O-L-L-Y-E. And if you go to ROLLYE.net, you'll see the website.
.net. Okay, that's Raleigh then.
Yep, it is Raleigh. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Raleigh. I really appreciate your time and your knowledge, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Looking forward to it. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So a pleasure meeting Ralph. How about that? All right. So 888-876-5593. Better get to this right now on WGN Radio.
Bye, bye, bye the line of a silvery moon. With my baby, I'll croon love's old sweet tune. Honeymoon, keep on a shining in June. Love's silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon. Bye, bye, bye the light of a silvery moon.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yes, yes, he had a hit. It wasn't this, that's for sure. And I had quite the career behind the scenes in the music industry as well. So that's your last bumper. And, of course, we're asking you what all the artists had in common. But before we get to it, I believe here that Jan in Dallas wants to take a guess on one of our artists. So what do you think, Jan?
Maybe Buddy Holly?
Well, I told you got to tell me what's on the label.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know those things.
Oh, dear. Well, you recognized a voice, but you didn't recognize an artist.
Tell me what that means.
Okay, when Buddy Holly recorded something under his own name, it was released on Coral.
Oh.
But when the Buddy Holly records were released on Brunswick, they were released as The Crickets. So whenever anybody says Buddy Holly and The Crickets, I laugh because, long after he was dead, they did that. But originally what it was the desire. Norman Petty in Clovis, New Mexico, didn't want to get in the way of Buddy Holly's contract, which actually had been with Decca. Now, the funny part of that is that Brunswick and Coral were subsidiaries of Decca, so I don't know what he was trying to get away with. But in any event, there could be records by both The Crickets and Buddy Holly on the charts at the same time, one on Coral, one on Brunswick. But it's the same guy.
Oh, interesting. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people say, well, maybe The Crickets had a bigger part on the... No, absolutely not. It was just they released one with Buddy Holly and one with The Crickets. So now you know.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right. So, yes, The Crickets. That's who it was because it was on Brunswick. All right, so that was the difference there. All right, so Mark wants Star Trek trivia, and John gave me a question. Are you ready?
Well, that means I'll get it wrong.
I don't know. Well, see, I don't, you know, again, all I do is read the words that seem to be in English, and he comes and tells me how to pronounce things. But
right,
it's in the
right
episode Arena, and what he wants to know is, how old is the Metrone?
Oh, 10,000 years?
1,500.
1,500, okay. Well.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate it. All right, so yes, the Metrone. By the way, do not ask me what the Metrone is. You know I don't know this stuff. All right, so let's see. We've got Mark in Antioch who wants to take a guess. All right, Mark, what do you want to take a guess on?
The jurors...
Okay.
The question about the jurors,
yes,
is it their level of level of education?
I like that. It's not right, but I like it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying.
Bye.
All right. So we'll leave this as a holdover for next week. A lawyer in Indianapolis asked a judge to allow a deeper dive into potential jury members in a robbery case. And the judge outright denied it, saying the claims are irrelevant because there's no law of this for jurors. No law requiring what of juries? All right, so that is where we'll leave that. Now, it looks like I'm going to run out of time if I don't tell you about the bumpers. Yes, one and all. So let me find it here so I can be sure I do tell you. Yeah, right, it's like that. Yeah, well, it was here before. I know what I asked you. A lot of good that's going to do us. All right, so because it was this week. And what they had in common is they were all on the same tour. Now let me get the tour. It was right in front of me before, and a great tour it was, and huge, and it was one of those huge deals that went everywhere. And I'll find it here before the show is over. I'd better. It'll be downright embarrassing. All right, not that that would be new, but here we have. Here we have the biggest show of stars for 1957. So right now, during this week in 1957, on stage in Tulsa, then Oklahoma City, Wichita Falls, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Waco, San Antonio, Corpus Christi, Houston, Austin, and El Paso, in a row pretty much every night, was the biggest show of stars. And who was on it? Buddy Holly, the Crickets, Paul Anka, the Everly Brothers, Chuck Berry, the Spaniels, Johnny and Joe, Tommy Brown, the Bobettes, the Drifters, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, Laverne Baker, Jimmy Bowen, Sam the Man Taylor, and Clyde McFadder, all on one stage at one time. So that's what they all had in common. So in case you were wondering, of course, we played Paul Anka, Esso, Chuck Berry, Wee Wee Hours, Laverne Baker, Shake a Hand. It was Johnny and Joe doing Kingdom of Love, 1982, Ambient Sound, and you'll have to go to Raleigh.net. I guess for the rest of them, because I've done run out of time, and Bob keeps me honest about this. So we thank him for keeping us on the air, and we thank John for screening your calls. Above all, I thank you for calling, and I deeply apologize to those we didn't get to, but there's always next week at this time, and there's tomorrow night, 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio. Okay, Bob. Well, thank you. Yeah, you could have. I'd have been talking to myself, but thank you. So will I have you tomorrow night? Okay, good. Well, I'm sorry for the reason, but delighted that you will be. And thanks again for the wonderful links. You have no idea how much it helps. Oh, it's huge. It's truly huge because, you know, I come into this show cold, and if nobody's calling, I'm in trouble. So having a list of things I can talk about makes it a pleasure to do. That's fine. I save every one of them. All right. Thanks. Sounds good. Thanks.